63, 1968, a watershed year. Some historians mark 1968 as a watershed year in the U.S. civil rights movement. They see it as a turning point on the flow of events and a changing point in the way people thought about their country's problems. One changing point of view was that civil rights demonstrations had gotten out of hand. Many people in the United States called for law and order, but violence seemed to be escalating. Malcolm X, a leader of the Nation of Islam, who proclaimed that blacks needed to be strong and independent, and that they should use all available means to achieve equality and justice, had been assassinated in 1965. And in 1968, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., a founder of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the last best hope for change through nonviolent means, was also shot down. People in the United States had become accustomed to nonviolent protesters. Now they were confronted by more militant activists, such as Stokely Carmichael, and by the Black Power movement. The clear and single-purpose fight against segregation waned as issues such as poverty and discrimination came to the forefront. In 1966 and 1967, poverty, rage, and hopelessness prompted riots in more than 100 U.S. cities, destroying the neighborhoods that civil rights activists were trying to improve. The King assassination brought more rage and rioting across the country. The United States was also sending troops to Vietnam during this period, and military personnel were dying. The Tet Offensive in January 1968 sparked the growing anti-war effort against U.S. military involvement in Vietnam. This new cause siphoned increasing attention, energy, and resources away from the civil rights movement. From 1968 on, civil rights concerns about equality would broaden to include basic human rights, such as decent homes, healthcare, jobs, and education.